Next, David talks about religionism and the dangers of a narcissistic ego.
That's a dead stop. A lot of people think they're religious, and really what they're practicing is religionism. That main world religion that we are having a problem with now is you deify the religion rather than God. So the printed word or the teaching of a teacher now transcends divinity itself. So you'll find they're not worshiping God, and you'll find that people worship the religion rather than the truth of the religion. So in the name of the religion, you have the Inquisition, let's say. So religionism then eventually becomes its own opposite. So we know if you add ISM to the end of any area of knowledge, that it automatically drops to 190. Now it becomes positionalized with narcissistic gain. So you have to impose environmentalism, you have to impose liberalism, you have to impose conservatism. The minute it's an ism or militarism or anti-militarism, it becomes a crusade, and everybody wants to get on the bandwagon and get on TV and hold up a placard. The vanity of the narcissistic ego is unlimited, even right to the point of absurdity and death. As far as consciousness goes, a person with more advanced consciousness doesn't need that to tell essence from perception, and thus spots the fakes from the real early in the game. The real problem then is the narcissistic core of the ego, which is convinced it knows where actually it doesn't know. But it confuses our beliefs as truth. Because people believe it, therefore it's true. Everybody thought the earth was flat. That didn't make it true, did it? So prevailing opinion then is not a very good direction of truth, because 100% of people can be wrong. Also, we see the consciousness level of mankind in general has gone down 2 points, because it's a logarithmic number. That's significant. To go from 207 to 205 means that things are not as integrous as they were just a few years ago. Here in class, we calibrated the level of consciousness of mankind many times. We saw it go up to 207, and now we see it's declined to 205. And I think the corruption of the definition and capacity to recognize truth is the main thing. I was holding stigmata in mind. Are the stigmata real, or are they fantasy? Is it a hysterical phenomena? Everybody looks for some medical explanation, some reductionistic, materialistic, rational-sounding reason. Because of the intensity of devotion, it's a spontaneous phenomena. Of course, Father Pio, many of the number of mystics throughout history have had it. They're spontaneous. It's not conscious. It's unconscious. The devotion is so intense with the divine figure that one begins to manifest some of the phenomena attributed to the divine figure. Intense divine devotion. My suspicion was that it's about 570 and up, because it's around 570 that the cities, so-called cities, paranormal, extra-normal, supernormal phenomena begin to appear, and they all occur spontaneously. I had them going for years, and I will tell you, they are spontaneous. Nobody's more surprised than yourself. The phenomena occur of their own. Not caused by anything. It's because of the field. The potentiality exists within the field, and then the potentiality becomes an actuality due to the power of the context. All things manifest by virtue of potential becoming actual when the energy is appropriate. And of course, as the Heisenberg principle shows us, intention is powerful. Intention already influences whether a potential is going to become an actual and manifest as an emergence within the three-linear definable dimension we call the world, in which many people call reality, and which the materialistic reductionist calls the only reality, without realizing that they're being very limited by saying that. It's because they don't understand paradigm. They don't understand consciousness and paradigm. That they think their paradigm is the only paradigm there is. Their paradigm is considered kindergarten from higher paradigms, the pedestrian and mundane.